Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to another week of the podcast. This week, I interview Rosemary Carroll. And as she came up on the Zoom screen, you know, I was interviewing her on a 105-degree day here in Santa Fe, and I could see through the window of where she was at that it was green, that it was lush, and it was raining. And it turned out that she was in Oregon, and she was on the Oregon coast. And before we began recording the episode, I told her about this really incredible experience I had in Manzanita, Oregon. I woke up one day and the entire town was just covered in fog. And so I made my way down to the beach. And Manzanita has one of the longest beaches on the western side of the U.S. And it just goes on forever. It's a huge beach. But you could not see the waves, you could not see the ocean. It was so thick. Stepping off the road and onto that beach was like walking into another world. And I did it. I walked toward the ocean. I could hear the waves, but I was held in this really thick pea soup fog. I couldn't see other people. Seagulls weren't flying because nobody had any visibility. And it was like being in this enchanted and magical space for a while. And the reason I bring that up is because I talk about it a little bit later in the episode, so I just wanted to clarify that before we started. Rosemary is an enchanting human being, and there is no two ways about that. She's a performance artist, a poet, a writer, a dancer, a choreographer. She's just this really intensely dynamic human being. And guess what? She brings up one of my favorite subjects, Sasquatch. This past summer, she traveled with her partner, Bette, up to Oregon, but along the way and along that journey, they made all of these friends in the Sasquatch community. It was part of this performing arts piece, and as a result, she created this really fabulous video called Interpretive Dances for Sasquatch, which I was lucky enough to see in person. I just love this human because she has such hope for the world and for the people in it. And she also has this really deep well of creative energy that shows up in really unexpected and delightful ways. So now, episode 133, and my interview with Rosemary Carroll.
I remember being a kiddo and peering out and seeing all kinds of holy processions going by, men, you know, wasted saints dragging boulders from their pinky or their testicles or on a bed of nails, and just absolutely beautiful, beautiful processions. And there I was in boarding school. And my friend Shekinah was a miracle to me. And I am just now realizing that it is possible Shekinah might have been an imaginary friend. Well, I feel like everyday life has a lot of miracles, so it's hard to narrow this down. But I would love to talk about two things. The first being my current project, which is Interpretive Dances for Sasquatch. And for me, the Sasquatch peoples entering my life have been a profound miracle that is just beginning to unfold. And that miracle is in synchronicity and the mundane and the paranormal meeting the mundane. And it's tearing down for me all kinds of suppositions I held that may not have been serving my highest self. I was invited by Ashley Stinnett, who was more so inviting my 100% beloved woman of my dreams, who I think was also on this podcast, Bette Williams, who's another artist and writer who is my one and only. And Ashley Stinnett invited us, because she personally knows Bette to come out to Oregon and write poetry for Sasquatch. And I was stuck in my tracks and dumbfounded. And I was intrigued and excited. I especially like the word for, because that felt like it was in devotion to something. And that is something that I feel like devotion is a huge part of my dance practice and my making. And I thought, I can do something for Sasquatch. I mean, all that conversation we had earlier about audience, imagine doing some work for a forest being, either a cryptoid who's alive and covered in hair and peering out, or an energy force field. Because some people think of Sasquatch as zoological and actual material, and others feel like Sasquatch comes as a healing energy. And I feel like both are possible, and in my experience. But I was hesitant. I even bargained. I even said, you know, if we're gonna go all the way out to Oregon, the Pacific Northwest, the land of healing mossy forest and oceans, and go instead to like the high mountains inland and devote our summer work to this thing, then we're going to have to cut a deal. And when I want to go to New York City and dance, or wherever with my weirdo friends and dance, we have to say yes. If we're gonna travel to Oregon for Sasquatch, we're gonna go to like Finland for contact improvisation or some obscure bullshit. Well, I was so wrong. As that very day that we started, that we said yes, my whole life changed. My prayer circles changed. My relationship with the world around me, my relationships with my family, we are closer, me and Bette and our dog Rosie. It's just been profound, and it's, there's Sasquatch leaves signs everywhere, and they can easily be missed, like in pebbles or rocks, and to start to see in like the dirt my pathway unfolding and being seen before me.
I just love synchronicity so much. It's just woven into the warp and the weft of this reality, this universe. And, you know, it's to have it called forth or brought forth into notice in your life is kind of this really beautiful thing, but not everybody has the capacity to recognize it. You know, not everybody has the language or the understanding or the comprehension, even the willingness to say, hey, there's more going on here. Like, there's a trail of breadcrumbs that will lead us either into the forest or out of the forest, depending on the way we want to go. Mm. And I always wish for more people to see the breadcrumbs and follow them. Well, I know earlier when we were talking, you said you had two stories you wanted to share. So do you want to share the other one?
I mean, do we have time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I had a miraculous friend when I was 10 and 11, and her name was Shekinah. And we were living briefly in India. And I spent one semester at a boarding school there, just one half of the year, at a Christian boarding school, a former missionary school with still some Christian underpinnings. And it was the Cody Canal School. And Cody Canal is a holy place in southern India on top of a mountain. It's very astounding. There's pilgrims and ceremonies and holy days constantly. And I remember being a kiddo and peering out and seeing all kinds of holy processions going by, men, you know, waisted saints dragging boulders from their pinky or their testicles or on a bed of nails, and just absolutely beautiful, beautiful processions. And there I was in boarding school. And my friend Shekinah was a miracle to me. And I am just now realizing that it is possible Shekinah might have been an imaginary friend or a divine friend. I realized in some reading I was doing a few months ago that Shekinah is the name. It's a holy Hebrew word, and it's a holy word in Hindi, and it means the bodily manifestation of God. And that just struck a chord in me, because when I was in boarding school, and I'm so grateful for that time I had a little bit of a difficult time. I was scalded accidentally by boiling water or near boiling water. My face was fine, but I was covered in third degree burns on the back of my neck and back. It was also my first experience with like homophobia, I guess, in a direct way. Like my very first night, they had taken some of the boy children up onto a stage and were beating them. I was 10 or 11, so I think I was prepubescent, right? So my miracle is my friend Shekinah in boarding school when I was in India. So in my memory, Shekinah was a day student, and she lived in the forest with her auntie. And we were allowed to go out into the forest together and play in the forest. And we would sing and dance. After, we would observe berries. We would look at the color of the berries and the leaves. And we would look at the wood, the swirls in the wood, and the ground, the moss and the wood chips. And then we would sing and dance. And I'm not sure we shared a language. I'm not sure we shared English or Hindi. And occasionally we would go to Shekinah's auntie's house, and we would sit at a table, and it would be dark and cool, and we would sit. And the table was wood, and the house was wood, and we would maybe have a bit of tea. And she was my best friend. And I think I might have tried to write her some letters, like I wrote my other friends some letters, Xenia and Sonia. And I'm now realizing that Shekinah might have been a figment of my imagination. She might not have been, but she might have been. Because I wasn't allowed out of the grounds of the school. So architecturally, it's possible that I was gifted a bodily manifestation in the form of a woman, a girl child, who brought me song and dance and color and form and quiet, that Shekinah herself visited me and took me to the forest and showed me myself and showed me God.
It, my interview with Rosemary. I know, I am totally crazy about Sasquatch and also the Loch Ness Monster and UFOs and ghosts, you name it. I kind of want to hear about it, which is why I do this podcast. I never know what the guests are going to say to me, so I was particularly delighted when Rosemary chose, as one of her miracles, Sasquatch. I need to thank Rosemary for sharing her stories and her time. And there will be a link to her website and that video, Interpretive Dances for Sasquatch, on the Treasures page of the Bite-Sized Blessings website. I need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode. That Sounds, Justin Allen Arnold, Electa Studio, Music L Files, Taiga Sound Productions, and Frank Schroeder. For complete attribution, please see the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com.
On the website, you'll find links to all sorts of groovy artists, to books, to music, to art. Many, many items I hope lighten and brighten your day. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Rosemary. Live in the realm of imagination. Live with the possibility that magic is out there, that it's hiding in the forest, that it's waiting for you to have relationship with it and check it out. Be like Rosemary and delight in being a child again, in being playful, in being enchanted with the world. I, of course, love being that way, so I encourage all of you to be like Rosemary and engage your child self. Have fun, do something silly, laugh more. So be like Rosemary, laugh more, and find delight in the world.